Are you a deer hunter? Well, we hope to hear from you this hour, if you are, about why and whether you're passing the tradition on to your children. And we'd be especially interested in hearing your story about the first deer you ever got while deer hunting. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Tuesday, October 30th. Our guest this hour is Dan Small. He's the host of Public Television's Outdoor Wisconsin and host of the Deer Hunt Wisconsin 2012 special that is slated to air this week on public television stations. We are going to talk about the tradition of deer hunting in the state, its significance, how it has changed, perhaps how it's not changed, and welcome your stories. Do you plan on going deer hunting this year? Is it still a tradition in your family? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our guest is Dan Small, host and producer of the public television show Outdoor Wisconsin and Outdoors Radio with Dan Small. He's also a contributing editor to Wisconsin Outdoor News. His Deer Hunt Wisconsin 2012 special will air on Wisconsin Public Television and Milwaukee Public Television this Thursday night at 8 o'clock. He joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
It's great to have you back, and thank you so much for dropping off a preview copy of the Deer Hunt special for me yesterday, and I'm sorry to say that my DVR did not work for it, but I did read up on what it all contains. This is a tradition itself, this Deer Hunt special.
It certainly is, and I'm sorry you weren't able to watch it, but now you'll have to watch it Thursday night.
I will.
It is the 21st year. We started this back in 1991 when the DNR was initiating a new doe hunting or antlerless deer hunting policy. It had gone from the party tags to bonus tags, and they wanted to get the word out. And there was no internet back then, and there were only four major TV networks, ABC, CBS, NBC, and, of course, PBS. And so they contacted us at Milwaukee Public TV, where we produce Outdoor Wisconsin. And to make a long story short, they said, hey, we think you can get the word out. So we produced this one-hour special, and the phones, we used the phone banks, the pledge banks, and phones rang off the hook for an hour and an hour beyond the hour that we were on the air. A lot of people obviously called in and watched the show. It was the most popular show for the month of November when that aired on Milwaukee Public TV. So everybody said, you know what, we've got something here.
Yeah, and deer hunting is a huge deal in Wisconsin. It certainly has been. Is it still a huge deal?
Well, it is. The number of hunters has shrunk, but there's still 600,000 plus hunters who will take to the woods on the November 17th, on that Saturday. And that's the biggest force of people doing anything, anywhere, concentrated doing the same thing in Wisconsin and just about in the country. I mean, nothing marshals that much attention and that many people doing the same activity. You know, even watching the Packers play or perhaps the Super Bowl might be bigger, but people are watching those games. They're not out there actually doing it, and that's the biggest, I think the biggest thing about deer hunting is it gets people out of their house, into the woods, and with friends, and creating memories, and hopefully creating some venison for the winter and the year to come.
Yeah, it's certainly a big family tradition, but it's got a huge economic impact too, doesn't it?
It does, and you know, I don't have the numbers here at my fingertips, but we're talking billions in Wisconsin alone, because many hunter people have to have equipment. Many hunters travel. Traditionally, people went up north, whether it was, you know, 100 miles north or all the way up to Bayfield and Ashland and Vilas counties. And, of course, they need food. They need to buy gas. They need to stay someplace if they don't have a deer camp. And hunters are known to celebrate after the hunt by going to local establishments. And so money gets spread around, and it still does throughout the North Country. It has a big impact.
I do remember going to school in Appleton, Wisconsin. Now, my family, my dad and my brothers, at that time, it was mostly guys who went hunting. They did not go deer hunting. But I know that plenty of kids in the schools did because while schools weren't canceled, the classrooms were a lot smaller.
Well, and when I lived in Washburn back in the 70s, deer season falls the two weekends, the weekend before and the weekend after Thanksgiving. So there's already several days off in most school systems. I don't know if Washburn still does. Maybe somebody can call in and tell us. But they canceled school for the whole week, and the teachers actually negotiated that as part of their contract because most of the teachers up there at that time were deer hunters. So, and I'm sure, I'm willing to bet that Washburn was not the only school system that closed down for the week of deer season.
Yeah, I bet you not either. Now, you mentioned about 600,000 plus hunters will be heading out for this year's deer hunt. I remember those numbers being maybe 650, maybe even closer to 700,000 back in the heyday. Is this because young people are not going hunting that we're seeing the numbers go down?
What's happening is the baby boomers are going through the pipe, as they say, and there are fewer older hunters, and as older hunters give it up or die, there are actually fewer young hunters replacing them. Broken families tend to not pass on the tradition as readily. Families break up, people move around the state, move around the country, and we are losing hunters. I guess the replacement figure is the one that's used. Wisconsin and other states are replacing hunters at a rate of about 50%. So when two hunters leave the sport for whatever reason, we only replace them with one. We only recruit one new hunter. So this is, it's a serious issue. Some people don't think it is, but hunters really support conservation. Hunters are the eyes and ears of the DNR when they're out there in the woods. Hunters are the ones who care about, not the only ones who care about, but they care passionately about our natural resources. And my concern is if there are fewer and fewer hunters in a generation or so, there might not be enough people who care that much about the outdoors and natural resources to talk to politicians, to vote in ways that that support conservation. And, we may lose not only a tradition, but our natural resources and our whole way of life.
So one new aspect of the Deer Hunt Wisconsin 2012 special is that you asked hunters to share a story about the first deer they bagged.
That's right. And we actually start off the show with the story of my first deer hunt, which is very memorable. To me, I was in college. I killed my first deer on, it was November 19th, 1963. It was my brother's birthday. It was 3 days before the JFK was assassinated. And so, that whole week just is burned clearly in my memory. And I won't tell you the whole story here, but it was an event I will never forget. And when we asked other hunters, we did not prime them with the question, hey, will you ever forget, or what was it like? We just said, tell us about your first deer hunt. And to a person, they said, they paraphrased this same thing, I can remember it as clearly as if it happened yesterday, and whether it was 2 weeks before or 50 years before.
Well, let's see if our listeners remember their first deer hunt or the first deer that you hunted. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Are you a deer hunter? Do you plan on going deer hunting this year? Is this still an ongoing tradition in your family? Are the younger generations in your family also taking up the sport? Let us know. We are talking with Dan Small. He is host of Public Television's Outdoor Wisconsin and the host of the Deer Hunt Wisconsin 2012 special, which is slated to air this Thursday night, November 1st at 8 p.m. Checking our weather forecast for today, it's going to be mostly sunny in the west, cloudy and windy in the east, Very windy in the east. Apparently, we are feeling the effects of Superstorm Sandy with some big waves, gale force waves, in fact, were predicted for Lake Michigan. Highs will be in the 40s. Mostly clear in the west tonight with clouds moving in from the east. Lows will be in the 20s and 30s. And tomorrow, a clear and cool day with highs in the 40s. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. We will talk about the effects of Superstorm Sandy coming up in our next hour. We will get the latest on its path and weather impact from a weather expert. And then we will also talk about its political impact with a political expert. As you probably know, President Obama canceled his trip for Wisconsin for today. He was supposed to be in Green Bay, and Mitt Romney canceled his rally last night in West Dallas. We'll talk more about the political impact of Superstorm Sandy as well coming up in our next hour. Right now we are talking about the tradition of deer hunting in Wisconsin, its significance and its importance, how things have changed perhaps, and we are welcoming your thoughts, your questions, and the story about your first deer hunt. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. I'm Joy Cardine talking with Dan Small, who is host and producer of the public television show Outdoor Wisconsin. His Deer Hunt Wisconsin 2012 special will air on Wisconsin Public Television and Milwaukee Public Television this Thursday at 8 p.m. And we have Dan Small. I'm sorry?
Joy, let me just make one clarification. The Wisconsin Public TV airing, it'll be on the digital channel. It's not on the main channel. So it's, for instance, in Madison, it's 21.2 and 38.2 outstate and so on. So people have to tune into the digital, the second channel, to get it on Wisconsin Public TV.
Okay, good clarification. I see it was also going to be repeated on Sunday, according to something I saw,
well,
too.
Well, Saturday on Milwaukee Public Television, and I'm not sure. I don't think Wisconsin is repeating it, but a shorter version will air on Fox Sports North and Fox Sports Wisconsin on November 8th. And November 11th, that's a Sunday airing. But all of the information on, it's a lot to remember, it's all going to be on the DNR Deer Show page. So if you go to the DNR website, which is dnr.wi.gov, and just type in Deer Show, you'll find all that information.
Good. We'll find that and put it on our Facebook page if
Great.
We don't have it there already, too, so people can find it there. You won't be surprised to hear this, Dan Small, but our lines are all full.
Good.
So here we go. Let's go to Duane and Hayward first. Hi, Duane.
Yes, good morning. I've been deer hunting for, this will be my 44th year of hunting deer.
Wow.
My daughter drives 15 hours from Ohio for deer season.
Mm-hmm.
We would have what we call a traditional deer shack, even though it's only 5 miles from my house.
Yeah.
And our crew shows up. Actually, this weekend we're having a work week in there, and people are driving from all over to help get the deer shack ready for deer season. I have to emphasize on shack. You know, it's pretty primitive. Hot and cold running water as fast as you can run for them.
wow.
I shot my first deer. It was a doe under the old party tag system.
Mm-hmm.
There's been several improvements in Wisconsin law. One has been able to be able to party hunt legally, which is a long, long tradition in hunting. People have been party hunting ever since man has been hunting, and it was a very good change in the law.
And party hunting means you all can help drive deer and all that.
It means that if I shoot a deer, another person with me can tag it.
Oh, I see.
You always used to be able to drive deer for each other, but only one person can shoot their own deer,
mm-hmm.
which was always... it really never happened legally. Everybody party hunted.
And is it still as enjoyable a time today, Duane, as it was the first time 44 years ago?
Oh, exactly. I remember my first deer clearly. I shook so bad I thought the ground was shaking before I shot it. I don't get buck fever anymore before I shoot deer, but I sure shake and I'm very thrilled after I shoot a deer. you know, I'm upward close to 200 deer now in my life.
Wow.
Hunted all over the United States, Canada, and Alaska. I have pictures of my grandfather back in the early 1900s that were hunting, and I'm sure he hunted before that. It's a very long tradition in the family.
Do you have any grandchildren or nieces, nephews that are taking it up?
I've introduced several nieces and nephews to hunting. No grandchildren yet. My son just got married in May, and I'm telling him, hurry up, you know. You know, dozens would be fine.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you've got a wonderful tradition going there, Duane. Thanks very much for sharing. And Dan Small, that excitement is there for a lot of hunters still.
It certainly is. And Duane's story is typical of what I would call the traditional hunter from years gone by. People had shacks or camps, and his was very close to home, but people would go away from home and typically spend the whole week there. And this weekend prior, the work weekend, that's also typical. And today, many people don't have that kind of time, and so those connections kind of break down, and fewer people are going to deer camp. But I'll bet we'll hear some more deer camp stories.
I bet you we will, too. Michael in Sauk County is with us. Hello, Michael.
Hey, Joey, how are you?
I'm good. I hear you just shot your first deer.
Well, I just took my first deer with a bow on Saturday.
So it was not a gun, but a bow. All right.
Yep, exactly. So I've been hunting gun deer since I was 12. I'm 31 right now. So I just took my first deer with my bow on Saturday. And I'm actually sitting about 200 yards from my stand right now, getting ready to walk in. And I thought, you know what, it's more important to call and talk a little bit right now. So
I'm
ready to go hunt right now. So
thank you, Michael. But tell me, you hunted with a gun for all those years and didn't get a deer, and you did now with a bow?
Oh, no. I've shot plenty of deer with my gun and stuff like that, and then got back into bow hunting after I got out of college and my master's and got settled down and had a little bit more money and time-wise to get back into bow hunting and, you know, shot league and stuff like that to practice my bow skills, and took my first 9-pointer on Saturday morning, so...
And you get to go out again, even though you got one.
Yep, I got a doe tag, there's a couple other, you know, neat bucks that I've been getting on video and stuff like that. So, you know, really not planning on shooting anything today, just kind of got the week off of work. Kind of like Duane said, we got a work weekend up at our deer camp this weekend, so just spending some time in the woods. So that's what it's about right now. So
excellent. Thank you, Michael, for delaying the start of your hunting today to join us. That's wonderful.
No problem.
Thank you. Well, that's interesting, Dan Small. So bow hunting is going on right now.
It started mid-September, and it runs right up until gun season starts. And then it runs through gun season now. That's a new law. You can actually bow hunt through the gun season, so you can hunt right till the end of the year. And we have the longest bow season of any state in the Union. We have the first bow season. We initiated bow hunting back in the 30s. Aldo Leopold was instrumental in that. Roy Case, also of Case Equipment in Racine. The tradition is, we didn't start deer hunting, but Wisconsin had a lot to do with getting deer hunting really on the map nationwide. And you know what Michael said about bow hunting? This is something I don't know if many gun hunters are giving up gun hunting to take up bow hunting, but bow hunter numbers are increasing because the reason he mentioned, he came back to it, he's got more time now that he's settled. And bow hunting equipment is so much more user-friendly than it was even 10 years ago, and certainly more than 30 years ago. It doesn't take a lot of practice to become really good with it, although some people do shoot league, as he mentioned. I'm sure he practices. We're losing gun hunters, but we're picking up bow hunters, so there may be some balance there.
Yep. Thanks again, Michael. Good luck to you. Bruce in Eau Claire is with us now. Hi, Bruce.
Good morning.
Morning.
Duane said a lot of it. I'd say when he started talking about 44 years of hunting, this is my 40th year, actually the 40th anniversary. I missed one year when I was in England back in 1980, but since then I've hunted 39 years now.
Wow.
And my sons will be joining us at deer camp this year. They're having the transport in from one from North Dakota, the other one from Northern Michigan. But they're going to make it. Got two nephews who've hunted with us. One of them will not make it. But one of them will not make it this year because his wife is due to have a second son. So, you know, their deer hunter perhaps joining the crew.
So who's the youngest in your party, Bruce?
The youngest would actually be my two boys. They're twins, and they're 21.
So. Oh, pretty young, actually, yeah. Wow, yeah. That's interesting. And so you get a pass to on deer hunting season if someone's going to have a baby.
Yeah, I think so. I think his wife would kind of insist on that. So,
well, that's wonderful. Any reaction to that, Dan?
Well, you know, some people plan their lives around deer season, scheduling things that they can control, like vacations and weddings. Weddings that happen during deer season are either fraught with problems later, or perhaps the wife is a deer hunter and she said, you know what, we can have a honeymoon and go deer hunting at the same time. And, you know, I won't say anything about family planning, but...
they could have thought that one out better, huh?
No. Yeah.
So we have just a minute before news. More women are hunting?
They are. In fact, the number of women is increasing. It's the one segment of the deer hunting population that is increasing. And there are about 10 or 12% of our hunters are women. More young women are doing it. And we have actually on the show... the story of a young gal, she's 17, her first deer taken last year, and it's a very touching story. And I hope there are a couple girls or women out there who'd call in with their stories.
Yeah, well, let's see. Any women out there who are deer hunters, let us know about why and your first deer story. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org, or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We are talking about the tradition of deer hunting in Wisconsin with Dan Small, who is host of Deer Hunt Wisconsin 2012. We'll check news and then we'll be back. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
So I got down from the tree stand, start heading for the truck, and that's when I seen it there. The 30-point buck.
30-point buck.
We are talking about the tradition of deer hunting in Wisconsin. Have you ever bagged a 30-point buck? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is coming up on 6:37 on this Tuesday, October 30th. We hope to hear from you this hour about why you deer hunt, whether you are passing the tradition on to your children or grandchildren, and we are interested in your story about the first deer you ever hunted. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our guest is Dan Small, host of Public Television's Outdoor Wisconsin and the host of the Deer Hunt Wisconsin 2012 special, which is slated to air this Thursday night, November the 1st, on Milwaukee Public Television and also on a digital channel of Wisconsin Public Television. And Dan Small, does that song make you angry in any way? Because it's kind of, is that making fun of deer hunters?
It is making fun of deer hunters, but deer hunters are very quick to make fun of themselves. you know, Bananas at Large, the group that did that song, they're one of my favorites. And actually, a few years ago, a guy named Mike Pyrick from Ashapan, Wisconsin, killed a 30-point buck, and it had all these extra what people call sticker points. It was a non-typical, and boy, he was in the news everywhere. He was on TV and he was in newspapers. And you know, there are such creatures. They're not totally mythical.
Well, you know, we talked some about the special where you do talk to some hunters about their first deer hunt. But what else can we expect to see?
Well, the show is sponsored by the Department of Natural Resources, and the main reason that we do the show every year is so that the DNR can get the word out about what's new or what's going on in the world of deer management. So we're going to look at the research projects. There are two research projects that have been ongoing now for a couple of years. One of them looks at buck mortality, and the other is on fawn recruitment. And so we are out there in the field with the researchers. Mike Watt is the leader of this project, and he'll talk about just what they've discovered so far, what they're learning so far, and about opportunities for people to volunteer to help out, because this is a huge project that takes hundreds of volunteers from all over the state to come and help with this work. We'll also look at recruiting and retaining, recruiting new hunters and retaining existing hunters. Keith Warnke heads up that part of that project for DNR, and we go out with some new hunters, some adults who have never hunted before, who take a special course that he offered this year at Madison College there, and experience the first time these hunters ever sat in the woods at this hour and watched the sun come up, and actually one of them got a deer, and so they talk about that as well. And we'll talk with a couple of with a forester and a landowner who's done some private land management, forest management, not only for deer, but for other wildlife, and we'll learn how people can learn more about getting help from DNR to manage their forest land so that it is it produces a sustainable crop of trees, but also provides great habitat for deer. And then the last DNR segment is usually the most popular one on the show, and that's the forecast. Where are the deer in Wisconsin? What are we anticipating for this season? And we'll get that from Kevin Wallenfang, who's the new deer biologist for the state.
Well, can you give us a slight preview on that? Is it? I know there's been a lot of attention to deer hunting in this past year because of the so-called deer czar issuing a report on deer population and deer management. Is there is there anything to look forward to in terms of population?
Well, the DNR has moved away from trying to pinpoint exactly how many deer there are in the state, and Kevin talks about that a little bit. But in general terms, most parts of the state are seeing more deer this year, and there are more antlerless tags available in the northern part of the state than there were last year. So we talk about the impact of the drought that might have had deer move from areas where there was water last year, but not so much this year. But generally speaking, things are looking good. Bow hunters, well, you heard Mike's story, the fellow who called in from, you know, on his way into the woods. I'm talking to bow hunters every day who have seen a lot of deer and taken good deer already this year. So things are looking good is the message I'm getting.
All right. Well, we have a number of callers, including a younger listener and deer hunter. Clay in Clinton joins us now. Hi, Clay.
Hello.
How old are you, Clay?
11.
Wow, and did you already go deer hunting?
Yep, and I got in the youth hunt. My dad took me out.
And the youth hunt happens, and Dan Small, you can jump in here, that happens right now, or it's happened before the gun deer hunt in November?
The youth hunt happens in October. It's a four-day hunt, starts on a Thursday and runs through Sunday, and it's a time when young hunters aged 10 through 15 can be in the woods with a mentor, usually a parent, but not always. And only the youth can shoot, but the adult has to be right there with them. And it's a time when, you know, the weather is warmer and no other hunters are out there. And so, you know, they have the woods to themselves. So, Clay, did you get a deer?
Yep, I got a doe.
Well, good for you.
Well, tell us about that, Clay. How did that happen?
Well, actually, I was talking to my dad because it was pretty cold in our deer stand, so we were discussing we were going to leave in about a half an hour. And my dad said, "Clay, be quiet, turn around and pull the trigger." And I turned around, and this doe was standing broadside. And I had to pull back the hammer. But then I kept on missing because I was focusing on the deer. And then she walked in between two trees. And my dad, he didn't have any faith in me because he's like, it's gone, Clay. It walked in between two trees. And then I got it in, like, the crosshairs of the scope, and I shot her 6 inches from the head and 4 inches from the shoulder blade in the neck. I shattered her spinal cord.
And wow. You begged her? Wow. So he had faith in you again, Clay.
Yep. He's like, he's like, the deer stand almost fell over because I was jumping around so much.
Well, congratulations, Clay. Wow. So,
are you going to hunt during the regular season now?
Yep. My dad's going to take me out, too.
Well, good luck to you, Clay. There's an 11-year-old that's already hunting. And this youth hunt is because of the concern over dwindling deer hunter populations.
Well, that and also attempts by the DNR efforts to increase opportunities. Wisconsin is one of a handful of states that have an age restriction. I forget exactly how many do, but in some, typically in southern and western states, there's no age limit. So if a parent decides that an 8-year-old or a 9-year-old is ready to hunt, then that child gets to hunt. Here in Wisconsin, it used to be 12, but now with the youth hunt law and the mentoring opportunities, it's 10. Some states, New York, I think, is the most restrictive. That's where I grew up. You had to be 14 before you could hunt small game, and 16 before you could deer hunt. Now that's changed too. But yes, efforts to increase more hunters. And Clay's a great example, and I'm betting that he's told that story 100 times to his friends in school, and he will tell his kids and his grandkids, just as hunters of my generation are telling stories of their first hunt.
I love that. Dad says, Clay, quit talking and turn around.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, kids learn patience. They learn to, to observe nature. And in Clay's case, his dad saw the deer first, but in the case of Allison LaBarbera, who tells her story on our show, she saw her deer first before her uncle Patrick, who was her mentor, saw it. But those are the kinds of stories, and we'll hear more of them on the show, and I hope more today.
Yeah. Clay, thank you for calling. Thanks very much, and good luck to you in November. Now we have a woman calling in, so we asked, and we did receive Joey in Monroe County. Hi, Joey.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, have you been hunting long?
Oh, I haven't really. I've started 8 years ago, but I have to say I'm not exactly young either. I started when I was 52.
Well, that's interesting. Why did you decide to start at my age?
Well, I think it began with the person I met, who I call my hunting partner.
Oh, I
and,
see.
I used to just, at beginning in a relationship, tag along with him. He was willing enough to just take me and sit me down under a tree or have me along whenever he hunted. And I have to say that he finally just said to me, are you interested? And he said, I think you should start maybe turkey hunting. And so that's where I really started. I would advocate for any maybe woman to start with something kind of small like that. And I bagged my first turkey, and then that following fall, I took my first deer with a firearm, and in the process of all that, I won myself a bow, so then I started archery, and I've taken a beautiful 10-point buck with my bow.
Wow.
I've been out every season bow hunting, and pretty much have filled the tag either with a firearm or with my bow. I've been to Newfoundland and hunted caribou. I've been out west, shot an antelope with my bow. So it's just been, it's just wonderful, and I would just advocate it for any woman to just go out, start small maybe, and, you just appreciate the outdoors. We look at our property, and we've enhanced its habitat, not so much just for hunting, but just for wildlife in general. It's just wonderful, and I've gotten where I mentored hunts, for women, and I haven't had a woman that hasn't appreciated it and, hopefully, pardon the pun, but tripped the trigger for a few women out there.
Well, good for you, Joey. And did you get a deer bow hunting this year already?
I haven't. I've seen quite a few does, but I'm kind of waiting around. The rut's just starting, and you know, just that opportunity to get myself a buck. I always find it a little bit hard, maybe as a woman, to even think about taking a doe that has a fawn with her. But, you know, there's a lot of single does out there. And if I can get through the rut with no success for a buck, then I will take a doe. And then there's always the gun season, too. But we pretty much live on our venison. That's, you know, it's wonderful to cook with, you know, and eat.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Joey, for sharing your story and your advice. Do you agree with that advice, Dan Small, that maybe women might start with hunting another animal before deer?
Absolutely. That's a great way to start. And the nice thing about turkey hunting is it happens in the spring when the weather is usually, not always, but usually warmer, and the woods is coming alive. You have every songbird in the world singing, and when the sun comes up at 5:30 or whenever it does in the spring, you've got cardinals singing, you've got wood thrushes, and just so much going on in the woods. And then turkeys sing too. I mean, we call it gobbling, but there's nothing more exciting than to have a gobbler coming toward you, responding to your calls, and with this thunderous gobble that literally feels like it's shaking the earth. And it's really exciting. That's, you know, if deer do grunt and they make other vocalizations, but if deer gobbled, I think it would be almost too much to take, because it you know, would increase the excitement level. But that's a great story. And, you know, she mentions, you know, she went with a friend who became more than a hunting partner, I gather, and that's what a lot of women are doing, as they have a brother, a father, a boyfriend, a husband who finally says, why don't you come with me? And, you know, it's been, for many guys, it's a guy thing. It's a male tradition, a male bonding thing. But I think more and more men are reaching out to, you know, to their female friends and partners and taking them hunting as well.
We are talking about the tradition of deer hunting in Wisconsin, and we are welcoming your stories. If you're a deer hunter, why is it? And maybe you can tell us the story of the first deer you ever hunted. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org, or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Checking our weather forecast for today, it's going to be mostly sunny in western Wisconsin, cloudy and windy in the east, with highs today in the 40s. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Coming up after 7 o'clock, we will talk about the effects from Superstorm Sandy. First, we'll talk with a weather expert about the path of the storm now and its weather impact. And then we will also talk about its political impact with a political scientist. That's coming up after 7 o'clock. Right now, we're talking about deer hunting. I'm Joy Cardine, talking with Dan Small. He is host and producer of the public television show Outdoor Wisconsin, and his Deer Hunt Wisconsin 2012 special will air on Wisconsin Public Television and Milwaukee Public Television coming up this Thursday, November the 1st at 8 p.m. And Dan Small, the Superstorm Sandy reminds me that I have a trip with my sister coming up to Baltimore to visit a niece who recently had a baby. And I believe they are just fine after the storm. But we're wondering, in terms of travel and all that, whether it's all going to work still. But my brother-in-law considered going with us for this trip, and then realized it's opening of deer hunting season, and there's no way he's going, just like you were talking about before.
Yep.
You know, so, he would not want to be in Washington, D.C. on the opening of deer hunting season. I was going to ask you a little bit more about policy, as we did have an email from Ann in Madison who wants to know, how is the wolf hunt affecting deer hunters this year? What about the trapping methods that wolf hunters are using? Does that pose a danger to deer hunters in any way? Is there any friction between the two hunts?
I don't think so at all. We're talking in terms of numbers. Some 600 or 700 deer wolf licenses were actually sold. 600 compared to 600,000. So even though the wolf season will be open during gun deer season, I think those wolf hunters who haven't already taken a wolf will probably be deer hunting and looking at a wolf as a target of opportunity if they happen to have a permit. Trappers are going to be numbering probably less than half of those people with wolf permits are going to be trappers. And so I just don't think anyone will even encounter a wolf trap out there. And speaking of trapping, there are more coyote trappers, and they use the same equipment. And I have never encountered a coyote trap while deer hunting. I did, you know, I have seen them while bird hunting years ago, but, you know, the trapping goes on, you know, every year in Wisconsin, and we just don't, we don't encounter them. There's really no conflict. And many deer hunters welcome the wolf hunt because up north there's a very strong feeling among many hunters that the wolves are decreasing or depressing the deer population up there. They certainly eat deer, among other things, and many deer hunters say, hey, let's take some of these wolves. So they're glad that there's a wolf hunt now.
I know it's not a part of your special, but I believe last night there was a public hearing on the state parks opening up more for hunting starting, I think, in January. Have you had a chance to look into that and whether that's welcome?
Actually, on my radio show, we have a poll every week, and that's our poll question this week. We ask people, do you favor opening more state parks to hunting? Hunting is allowed in a number of state parks already. It's usually the larger properties, and it's strictly regulated. There are signs near campgrounds and other areas where people would congregate that that say no hunting beyond this point. And I know these hearings, I think there are at least four, and they're around the state this month and into November, so people can voice their opinion. I have not had a chance to look into the particulars of that yet, but it's, again, an attempt to increase hunting opportunity throughout the state, but, of course, it has to be regulated so there isn't, you know, user conflict or conflict with private property owners near the parks.
All right, time for one more deer hunting story from Dorothy in Highland. Hi, Dorothy, are you a deer hunter?
Yes, I don't get out. I haven't actually gotten my first deer yet, although I had an opportunity. But I go out with my husband. He gets a deer pretty much every time he goes out, always with one shot. I usually end up carrying his deer back for him.
Hey, that's not fair.
Oh, I think so, because I love the venison.
Okay, so yeah, wonderful. So you're looking forward to going out again in November?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But my most fun experience was about 10 years ago when I went out with, there was a group of eight of us that went out team hunting. And in the eight of us, there was a grandmother and a granddaughter. And they both got deers.
Wow.
There we go. And there's a different tradition, a bunch of women going deer hunting. That's wonderful. We have less than a minute to go, Dan Small. More stories like this will be on the deer hunting special.
Absolutely, and I would like to mention that women who want to go hunting, who don't have mentors or partners, who do, the Becoming an Outdoors Woman program is a great one, and you can find that, just Google it, Becoming an Outdoors Woman online. It started in Stevens Point, and it offers workshops for people to learn the skills that they might not learn from a mentor. And I would say to that last caller, ask your husband to put you on his stand so you get a shot at a deer.
There we go. Good luck, Dorothy. Dan Small, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Joy.
Dan Small, host and producer of the public television show Outdoor Wisconsin. His Deer Hunt Wisconsin 2012 special will air on Milwaukee Public Television this Thursday at 8 p.m., and it will also be on one of the digital channels of Wisconsin Public Television. Thanks to Bill Martins, to Cynthia Schuster, and to Amanda Magnus. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.